In Berkeley, I'm Amanda Bellerby. You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. Mimi Evans of the group Military Families Speak Out joined us from Crawford, Texas, where she recently joined Camp Casey, the rapidly expanding encampment near the Bush Ranch where Cindy Sheehan is patiently waiting to meet with George Bush. Mimi Evans, welcome to Flashpoints and KPFA.
Thank you very much. I'm so privileged to have the opportunity to speak with you.
Well, can you first tell us why you're there in Crawford?
I'm here. I am a military mother. My son is a Marine. He will be leaving for Iraq probably within a week to 10 days. And so I have met Cindy in the past, and she and I feel very similarly about what our sons and daughters are having to do to fight this war. And so I am stand here with Cindy, and we're waiting to have an honest dialogue with the president.
Now, how are you and your son dealing with that situation? Does he understand why you're there?
My son supports me 100%, and I support my son 100%. We're in touch with each other often. He's about to leave, and he knows I'm here, and he does what he has to do, and I'm very, very proud of him as a military mother, and I do support the military very strongly, and I support our troops, and I'm a very patriotic American.
Can you tell us what you'd want to ask George Bush first if he were to be standing in front of you right now?
I would like to ask George Bush about the reasons for this war. Why are our troops in Iraq? I've lost count of the reasons that we've been given that are not valid anymore. There are no WMDs. We haven't declared war. We're not fighting for freedom. I just don't know anymore. And I think it's a fair question that military families have. And I think that as citizens and voters, especially since we haven't actually declared war on this country, we'd like to know why our family members are going to Iraq and what exactly this noble cause is.
Do these major questions about the legitimacy of this war tempt you to ask your son not to go?
No, it absolutely does not. My son is an honorable person. He has a job to do. He signed up for the job, and he has to do it. He tells me that it's really up to civilians to vote, and that's how we decide what the troops do. It's not up to my son, and I can't ask my son that, and I wouldn't ask my son that. I know that he has to do what he has to do.
And Mimi Evans, talk about how it is being with all the other military family members. Is being there at Camp Casey changing your perspective at all?
Well, it is, because I see people from all over the United States. In fact, there's one woman here from Australia. People have come. They're all ages. We look like the Texans that we're among now. Everyone is the same. We're no different. We're not radicals. I mean, I'm a working woman, and we are lending each other support and trying to answer questions. I've actually spoken with several Iraq veterans for peace, and they're here, and they're helping me kind of cope with all of our mixed feelings and all of our pain and our questions about why our loved ones are going to Iraq and why they're dying there.
Cindy Sheehan's blog mentions that there's been a lot of negative attacks, really, from the right-wing media against her and the rest of you that are there. Were you there when somebody knocked down all the crosses in the symbolic graveyard that is set up there near Camp Casey?
I arrived shortly after that happened, and I heard about it, and I'm looking at the crosses now. Apparently some local person came by, and the crosses are set up right along the road, and ran them all down. They're in two or three rows, and they stretch as far as the eye can see. I'm looking at them here in front of me, and they go out and out and out until they're tiny little white specks. There are many, many of them, and this person came through with his truck and ran them all over, but I believe he was found trying to fix his truck because a cross ran through his tire and gave him a flat tire, and the local authorities found him as he was trying to extricate the cross from his tire.
Cindy was saying in her blog that the local authorities have been really great, and they, in fact, arrested him.
Yes, they did. He was found and caught, and the local authorities have been wonderful. And actually, many, many residents of Crawford have been wonderful to us. They've provided us with food and water. The police have been extremely friendly and helpful. Texans have come up to us to welcome us. Many have just driven by to say hello. Many have baked cookies. We really don't feel that it's a matter of us versus them. We've really found it to be a very non-hostile atmosphere, and there's a lot of dialogue going on. You know, again, we're not radicals, and we're here to remember Casey Sheehan and to remember others like him.
Another thing that I've heard is that people who have come to protest the protest have broken down and wept when they see the crosses and are putting flowers at the crosses and are sort of joining in solidarity in a way.
People have told me that they came here last week. They didn't have a feeling one way or the other. They had no one in the military. You know, they weren't essentially paying attention. They were living their lives in America. And when this started to happen, many people said, a woman I spoke to this morning lives in upstate New York, and she said, you know, she's a teacher, and she just had to come here, and she can only be here for 2 or 3 days, and she has no affiliation with the military or anything, and she knew that she had to come, and she completely changed her mind, and this will affect her forever, and she's taking this message back to her community. And if you do see these crosses, as I say, they stretch for as far as the eye can see. They all have names on them. Mm. And these are names of people that sound like they could live next door. Someone has donated flowers for all of them. They're little roses in little bottles all up and down the highway. And it's an amazing sight. And I hope that your listeners can somehow see a picture of that, because it's astounding to see in the Texas prairie.
Mimi Evans, what do you think this war is about?
I think that the war is about greed. And I'm being very straightforward saying that. I cannot understand that it is about any of the buzzwords that we're being told, that it's about freedom or about democracy, because obviously it's not. What kind of war could be noble? Certainly we fought the Revolutionary War. I mean, we can point to other things that perhaps have been noble causes that people have died in. But this war makes absolutely no sense. The chaos that exists there now has always existed there and will continue to exist there. This war is not about anything that I can see. We're not getting back at the terrorists, because terrorists are here in America. There's no reason, and that's, again, why Cindy's here and why I feel like I'm here and all the other families are here. Honestly, I can't see that it's about anything but greed. That it's about taking over a country and taking over their resources.
Move On, A True Majority, and Democracy for America have joined the fray, as it were, and they are helping coordinate these vigils that are happening. Tonight on August 17th, there are dozens and dozens in the Bay Area that are up on the website meetwithcindy.org. Last time I checked, there were 1,600 odd vigils posted, and every time I go back to the website, there are 20 or 30 more. What does this mean? What do you think is happening?
I'm astonished. I live on Cape Cod, Massachusetts, and it's a very small community. And there are 9 vigils on Cape Cod alone tonight, practically one in every town. This morning, I had only heard that there were 1,000. Something is growing in this country. Something is growing. And people are finally not afraid to speak out. I think we've all harbored these doubts and feelings. But, you know, it's sort of like something that we haven't actually spoken to our neighbors about. And now we're doing it. Now we're all coming together. I talked to Cindy actually earlier, and she and I said, we know that something is growing. Something really big is growing from this, and it's not going to stop.
So it's not just about Cindy Sheehan, is it?
No, it's not about Cindy Sheehan, and Cindy wouldn't say it is. And it's not about Casey Sheehan, but it's in Casey's memory and the memory of close to 1,900 other men and women who have died, and the probably close to 100,000 innocent Iraqi civilians who've died. There's no excuse for this war, and Cindy knows it's not about her either. But she says, if it's, you know, if I can be the catalyst, if I'm called upon somehow to do this in my small way, and that's how I feel too, then we are honored to be part of history.
Mimi Evans, what would be the best outcome as you anticipate your own son leaving for Iraq within the next week or so?
Well, of course, there's the best outcome for my son. And even though he's going to Iraq, and I know that if he comes home whole in one piece, he can't ever be really whole again. I don't want him to see or know the things he's going to know, and no mother does. the best outcome for this country is that we take care of this country again. $5 billion a month on this country and not on misguided war that has no end. The best outcome here, I think, would be for George Bush to listen to the citizens of the United States who now are more than 50% of us who are questioning this war. We just want a dialogue. We want us to speak with each other, and we'd like George Bush to speak with us. I hope that this is the beginning of a major, major change in American history, that we can show America that citizens really do own this country and that we are paying attention and that we do understand the Constitution and that we are all patriots and that we all love this country.
And why do you think it's so powerful that it's moms that are doing this?
It's interesting. We were talking about that before. I don't know. I think women seem to work for peace. Not that men don't. My son's father is very active and very supportive as well, and he's a Vietnam veteran. I don't know why it does seem to be that there are preponderance of women here. We all have jobs, but I think that, you know, we love our children deeply, and we want the best for them. And the best does not include fighting an illegal and ill-conceived war. So we're here.
Well, Mimi Evans for Military Families Speak Out, thank you so much for joining us today on Flashpoints, and good luck, and know that we are all standing with you tonight at 7:30.
I hope you all are, and I hope more people come out. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, Mimi. You take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
For more information on the vigils planned for this evening, August 17th at 7:30 p.m., you can go to meetwithcindy.org.
Casey was a good boy. Treated people well, and his mama loved him, anyone could tell. She'd send him off to school, pack his lunch with care. When he came back home, she hugged him with her fingers in his hair. Cindy, she loved Casey, and when all is said and done, she is every mother, and he was every mother's son. When Casey was a little older, spent his time each week in that church in Vacaville, in the service of the meek, in the service of his city, in the service of the Lord, with his mama in the pews all the time they could afford. And if their love alone could save us, then the world would be one. She is every mother, and he was every mother's son. People thought the priesthood was where he'd someday be. So some folks were surprised when he joined the army. The recruiter told him he wouldn't have to fight. Cindy hoped this was the case, prayed for him every night. That was before they sent him to the desert with a gun. She is every mother, and he was every mother's son. His truck had no armor, and when it came under fire, it and half the soldiers in it became a funeral pyre. Cindy, she was sleeping the moment Casey died, and she knew she'd never see him standing by her side. There was no consolation, no safe place she could run. She is every mother, and he was every mother's son. The president, he told her, he died for a noble cause, but Cindy's wondering exactly what that was. Since they never found the weapons, now that Casey's gone, it seems that oil is the game, and Casey was the pawn. Cindy's got some questions, and so does everyone, because she is every mother, and he was every mother's son.